And new this evening, there are at least 8 investigations into Capitol Police related to the pro-Trump mob insurrection that left 5 dead last Wednesday. Roll Call reports 17 officers are being looked at. Currently, 3 Capitol Police officers are suspended with pay. We talked about all this with Roll Call reporter Chris Marquette and the ongoing investigations.
As of now, there's 3 United States Capitol Police officers who are suspended with pay. And I'm not 100% comfortable going into what those suspensions are regarding. It's still unclear right now, but there are 3 United States Capitol Police officers who are currently suspended with pay.
And then close to 10 investigations into 17 Capitol Police officers. So this thing is widening. Can you explain why and kind of how it's unfolding?
It seems like there's still not a lot of information as far as into the scope of those investigations, but I can confirm that they are related to the events of Wednesday, January 6th, the violent insurrection that took place in the Capitol here in Washington. And there's a lot of questions being raised about videos that have been circulating on social media, including ones with, you know, there was an officer who was taking a selfie. And then apparently there was also an incident of an officer who directed some of the rioters into a direction and also had a MAGA hat on. Again, that's what Tim Ryan, the chairman of the Legislative Branch Appropriations Subcommittee, said in a press briefing with reporters. As far as the exact nature of each individual suspension, I think there's more information that needs to come out. And we haven't heard anything from the Capitol Police. Me with Seeky Roll Call, we've reached out to the press shop over at the Capitol Police, and they have not gotten back to us with any details on any of this information, which is, you know, par for the course with them. They never respond.
You mentioned the various videos that are circulating online and being broadcast showing these things. Did Tim Ryan see enough to determine whether he believes it was an inside job?
He has not seen enough. He said actually that he has seen no evidence as of now, but he has expressed a sincere need and interest in investigating all of these videos, everything, all the questions that have been risen from Wednesday's tragic events. And he assured reporters and he's been assuring the public that they're going to get to the bottom of this. There's a strong appetite among Congress right now to get to the bottom of this. And it's not just Chairman Ryan, it's Chairperson Zoe Lofgren from House Administration Committee. It's colleagues in the Senate. There's going to be something along the lines of a bicameral investigation, whether or not it will look, you know, something like a 9/11 commission, yet to be determined. But there's a lot of investigations that are being called for right now, and we'll see what comes out of those investigations.
We have some anecdotal reports that particular lawmakers are not that comfortable getting on a bus or riding any kind of mass transportation. One can understand after going through something like this where you're hiding under a table for a couple of hours, how the trauma would manifest itself over time. Are people still very much rattled up there?
Without a doubt. I mean, the events here, it was a domestic terrorist attack. It was an attempt to overthrow the United States Capitol, infiltrate the United States Capitol. There were a lot of harrowing stories that I've heard from staffers and from lawmakers about rushing to secure zones and missing violent insurrectionists, missing them by a minute or two. And I spoke with a congressional source who was in the East Wing at the time of the insurrection. And this person on the Hill was looking out their window from their vantage point and locked eyes with some of these violent insurrectionists. And imagine thinking, just looking out at a window and seeing just a group of people who are violent and enraged and trying to attack the heart of the United States government and locking eyes with them and being that close to them. A lot of these stories are hard to hear, but one good aspect of it that people can be thankful for is that there wasn't more loss of life, because people who I've spoken with on the Hill who have experienced this have said this could have been much, much, much worse.
That's Chris Marquette with Roll Call.